How Much is Enough? Written by J. Davy Crockett III. Read by Chris Leonard. Have you examined your priorities lately? A popular syndicated television and radio personality recently related a conversation that he had with a well-known billionaire philanthropist. As they walked over the expansive estate of the wealthy man, the interviewer asked a profound question. Quote, how much is enough? End quote. This person of great wealth made the point that if people do not know how much they want to earn or accomplish, then they should know that they will never have enough. The quest for wealth can be a cruel and demanding master. Certainly, as human beings with physical needs, we have our part to play. Yet the emphasis that we place on earning money and accumulating wealth has a lot to do with our sense of contentment and fulfillment. Our Heavenly Father recognizes this, and the Bible contains His instruction on the subject. For example, Solomon, who was blessed with incredible wealth, recorded these words, "Do not overwork to be rich, because of your own understanding, cease." Proverbs 23, verse 4. He further added, "A faithful man will abound with blessings, but he who hastens to be rich will not go unpunished." Proverbs 28, verse 20. Enough treasures. Obviously, acquiring wealth is not wrong, but our attitude toward wealth can be a problem. Often we tend to evaluate people based on their physical trappings, such as their house, car, clothing, etc. Jesus clearly warned against a judgmental attitude in Luke 12, verse 15, and he said to them, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses." In explaining to his followers that our Heavenly Father knows what we need and provides it for us, Jesus said, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal." Matthew 6, verse 19. He continued, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." That's verse 24 of Matthew 6. Finally, he said, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Matthew 6, verse 33. So, it is a matter of priorities. We must put loving God and our fellow man before our pursuit of wealth if we are to please God. The classic instruction on the subject was from the Apostle Paul to Timothy, in 1 Timothy 6, verses 8 through 10. "And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." Enough wisdom. Finding balance is the key if we are to have happy, fulfilled lives. The Apostle John understood this when he wrote, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." 3 John 1, verse 2. An important part of finding the balance in such matters is to remember the source of our blessings. One way to do that is explained in Proverbs 3, verse 9. "Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase." Wise King Solomon concluded the book of Ecclesiastes with this profound statement. In Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13, the King James Version, we read, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." How much is enough? You will have to determine that for yourself, and it will be different for each person. However, if you are seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, it will come into sharp focus and help you find the balance in your life that can be notoriously elusive.